Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to In the Studio.
Let me turn it up a little bit.
Welcome, everyone, to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 6:04 on the West Coast. You know, we're coming out of Washington State. What can I say? It's the Evergreen State. It's beautiful. Taxes is high as hell, but that's okay. You know what we got here? Boeing, Microsoft, and Amazon. That's right. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and the owner of Boeing all live here. So, you know, Trump's no better than the mess of Washington State. But anyway, welcome to the Essence of Success Network in the studio tonight. So, we come on every 6 p.m. on Wednesdays and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. You can call into the show and give a shout-out, if you like, for a special person or if you've got an upcoming event in your life. The chat room is always open for discussion, so go in. I got fussed at last week because quite a few people want to go in and give a comment because I did a story on Hillary. And I didn't have the chat room up. So it's up tonight, y'all. Go on in there and have your discussions, okay? So anyway, we have discussions weekly. We'll center around topics, hot topics, politics, sports, weather changes, what's new in music, or something that just got released is pretty popular, and also most entertainment news around television, movies, and cable shows, updates on performers, singers, actors, and sports figures. If there is a subject you would like to see discussed, well, please contact me at my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. And I thank y'all for supporting the show. I'm very grateful with that. Namaste. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. Now, if you can hear the show, and I'm going to tell you, you can come in and listen, call into the show. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So you can call in and just listen to the show if you so desire. Or you can push 1 and I'll bring you in on the show if, you know, you want to talk on air. Otherwise, once you log in to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to tell you, you don't have to do a show. You just want to get to the chat room, okay, because calling in doesn't require the chat room. But if you go to the chat room, you got to log in to Blog Talk Radio and just go to the chat room. Screw you wanting to do the show thing. And look up my show In the Studio with Linus. Okay, and it'll bring you right here, and you'll go right to the chat room. Okay, so today there's 3 stories that I'm going to discuss. One is about that earthquake. Oh, my God. By the way, the staff at the Essence of Success Radio Network have been praying and continually sending prayers to the folks in Mexico going through these 2 horrible earthquakes beside the wind, too, that came through. And then also the folks in the Caribbean, my God, in Puerto Rico. Another hurricane, y'all, Marie. And I understand there's another one right behind that, which is really before Marie, because it's the L. Lee that's just hanging out there on the outside pimping, trying to see what Marie going to do. Okay? So anyway, we're going to talk about that. And then we're also going to discuss or talk about Chris Rock, his take on Kaepernick, how he feels about that situation. And then if I have time, I got a little surprise story for you. Okay? So, okay, well, we are going to begin. And the first thing we're going to do, y'all, we're talking about the earthquake in Mexico. It collapsed buildings, and the quake killed about 200 right now. A little bit after 6, we're up to 225 people dead. So police, firefighters, and ordinary Mexicans dug frantically through the rubble of collapsed schools, homes, and apartment buildings Wednesday, looking for survivors of Mexico's deadliest earthquake in decades, as the number of confirmed fatalities stood now at 225. Adding poignancy and a touch of the surreal, Tuesday's magnitude of 7.1, y'all, was on the 32nd anniversary of the 1985 earthquake that killed thousands in Mexico. Creepy, huh? Just hours earlier, people around Mexico had held earthquake drills to mark the date, right? One of the most desperate rescue efforts was at a primary and secondary school in southern Mexico City, my God, where a wing of a 3-story building collapsed into a massive pancake of concrete slabs. Journalists saw rescuers pull at least 2 small bodies from the rubble, covered in sheets. Volunteer rescue workers Dr. Pedro Serrano managed to crawl into the crevices of the tottering pile of rubble that had been Esquela, Enrique, and Ribazman. He made it into the classroom but found all of its occupants dead. We saw some chairs and wooden tables. The next thing we saw was leg, and then we started to move rubble. We found a girl and 2 adults, a woman and a man, he said. We can hear small noises, but we don't know if they're coming from above or below, from the walls above crumbling on someone, you know, below calling for help. So a mix of neighborhood volunteers, police, and firefighters used trained dogs and their bare hands to search through the school's ruins. The crowd of anxious parents, my God, outside the gates shared reports that 2 families had received WhatsApp messages from girls trapped inside, but that could not be confirmed. Rescuers brought in wooden beams to shore up the fallen concrete slab so they wouldn't collapse further and crush whatever airspace that remained. The Federal Education Department reported late Tuesday that 25 bodies had been recovered from the school's wreckage. My God, bless them. All but 4 of them children. It was not clear whether those deaths were included in the overall death toll of 225 reported by the Federal Civil Defense Agency. Tina Nito had earlier reported 22 bodies found and said 30 children and 8 adults were reported missing. In a video message released late Tuesday, Tina Nito urged people to be calm and said authorities were moving to provide help as 40% of Mexico City and 60% of nearby Morelos state were without power. But he said the priority at this moment is to keep rescuing people who are still trapped and to give medical attention to the injured people. People across central Mexico already had rallied to help their neighbors as dozens of buildings tumbled into mounds of broken concrete. Mexico City Mayor Miguel Angel Mancera said buildings fell at 44 sites. In the capital alone, as high-rises across the city swayed and twisted, and hundreds of thousands of panicked people ran into the streets. The huge volunteer effort included people from all walks of life in Mexico City, where social classes seldom mix. Doctors, dentists, lawyers lined up alongside with construction workers and street sweepers, handing buckets of debris or chunks of concrete hand to hand down the line. You better believe it. You better believe it. Even Mexico City's normally racist motorcycle clubs swarm into action, y'all, using motorcades to open lanes for emergency vehicles on avenues crammed with cars largely immobilized by street closures and malfunctioning stoplights. Dust covered and exhausted from digging, 30-year-old Carlos Mendoza said two people were pulled alive from the ruins of a collapsed apartment building in the Roma Sur neighborhood during a three-hour period. When we saw this, we came to help, he said, gesturing at the destruction. This is ugly, very ugly. Blocks away, Alma Gonzalez was in her fourth-floor apartment when the quake collapsed. The ground floor of her building leaving her no way out. She was terrified until her neighbors mounted a ladder on their roof and helped her slide out a side window. The official Twitter feed of Civil Defense Agency head Luis Felipe Puente said 94 dead had been counted in Mexico City and 71 in Morelos State, which is just south of the capital. Morelos State. It said 43 were known dead in Puebla State, where the quake was centered. 12 deaths were listed in the state of Mexico, which borders Mexico City on three sides, 4 in Guerrero State and 1 in Cuicaxaca. At the site of a collapsed apartment building in Mexico City, rescuers worked atop a three-story pile of rubble, forming a human chain that passed pieces of rubble across four city blocks to a site where they were dumped. Throughout the day, rescuers pulled dust-covered people, some barely conscious, some seriously injured, from about three dozen collapsed buildings. At one side, shopping carts commandeered from a nearby supermarket were used to carry water to the rescue site and take rubble away. Now, remember, y'all, the mayor said 44 buildings were involved. As night fell, huge floodlights lit up the recovery sites, but workers and volunteers begged for headlamps. When a six-story office building collapsed, do you hear me? A six-story, y'all, collapsed in Mexico City, sisters Christina and Victoria Lopez Torres formed a part of a human chain passing bottled water. I think it's human nature that drives everyone to come and help others, Christina Lopez said. We are young. We didn't live through 85, but we know that it's important to come out into the streets to help, and her sister Victoria. Ricardo Ibarra, 48, did live through the 1985 quake and said there hadn't been anything like it since. Wearing a bright orange vest and carrying a backpack with a sleeping bag strapped to it, he said he and his friends just wanted to help. People are very sensitive because today was the 32nd anniversary of a tragedy, he said. Buildings also collapsed Morelos state, including the town hall and the local church near the quake's epicenter. A dozen people died in Jojutla, the town's institution, Morelos Secondary School, partly collapsed. The school director, Adelina Azurez, said earthquake drill held in the morning came in handy, for sure. I told them that it was not a game, that we should be prepared. And Zuri said of the drill, when the quake came, she said children and teachers rapidly fouled out and nobody was hurt, thank God. The United States Geological Survey said the magnitude 7.1 quake hit at 1:14 p.m., which would have been about 2:14 on the East Coast, and on the West Coast it would have been about 11 at night. We're centered near the Pueblo state of Ramboso, 76 miles or 123 kilometers southeast of Mexico City. Much of Mexico City is built on former lake bed, and the soil can amplify the effects of earthquakes centered hundreds of miles away. The quake appeared to be unrelated to the magnitude 8.1 tremor that hit September 7th, just 2 weeks ago, off Mexico's southern coast, and also was felt strongly in the capital. United States Geological Survey seismologist Paul Earle noticed the epicenters of the two quakes were 400 miles or 650 kilometers apart, and so most aftershocks are within that 60 miles variance or 100 kilometers. Okay. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. And that's your story for Mexico. When we come back, I think then we're going to go into the hurricane. Okay, be right back. Don't y'all go nowhere. Don't forget the chat room is open, and the phone number is 646-727-2914.
You don't know my kind. that was taken to the streets by Doobie Brothers. Who else? One of my favorites. And Michael McDonald was the one singing it. I love Michael McDonald.
Only because I play keyboards too. Okay, so coming up now, let's go into Hurricane Maria. Oh, let me just say welcome back to In the Studio. Get my mic correct here. Make sure y'all can hear me. Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, the chat room is open. You're more than welcome to go in. Go ahead and get the discussion going. So the first story that we talked about in the article was about the 7.1 magnitude earthquake in Mexico and what's going on there with the relief efforts, and also the school where the children, some of them died. God, I said 20, but anyway, it's a good story. I would suggest that you go back in the archives and listen to the show. It will be posted on the website probably later on tonight, if not tomorrow morning, if you want to listen to this again. So, now we're going to be discussing about Maria, how she destroyed homes, okay, in Puerto Rico. Maria ain't no joke. I hope Maria ain't trying to outdo Irma, okay? Could be, though. Who knows? Like I said, they got another hurricane before her, Lee, and he's just sitting out there in the Pacific just waiting. You know, he's just cooling his heels like, let me see what Maria's about, and then I'll jump on the good ship Lollipop. Oh, okay, the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in more than 80 years. Destroyed hundreds of homes, knocked out power across the entire island, and turned some streets into raging rivers. Wednesday, in an onslaught that could plunge the United States territory deeper into financial crisis. Leaving at least 9 people dead in its wake across the Caribbean, Hurricane Maria blew ashore in the morning near the southeast coastal town of Yabuco as a Category 4 storm with winds up to 155 miles per hour or 250 kph. It punished the island of 3.4 million people with life-threatening winds for several hours. The second time in 2 weeks that Puerto Rico has felt the wrath of a hurricane. Once we're able to go outside, we're going to find our island destroyed, Abner Gomez, Puerto Rico's emergency management director. The information we have received is not encouraging. It's a system that has destroyed everything in its path. There were no immediate reports of any deaths or serious injuries on the island as people waited in shelters or took cover inside stairwells, bathrooms, and closets. Maria brought down cell towers and power lines, snapped trees, tore out roots, and unloaded at least 20 inches or 50 centimeters of rain. You heard? Widespread flooding was reported with dozens of cars half submerged in some neighborhoods and many streets turned into rivers. People calling local radio stations reported that doors were being torn off the hinges and a water tank flew away. Widespread flooding was reported with dozens of, Felix Delgado, mayor of the northern coastal city of Catano, told the API that 80% of the 454 homes in a neighborhood known as Juan Matos were destroyed. The fishing community near San Juan Bay was hit with a storm surge of more than 4 feet, 1.2 meters, he said. Months are going to pass before we can recover from this, he said. Governor Ricardo Rosello imposed a curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. daily until Saturday to allow rescue crews and officials to respond to the hurricane's aftermath. We are at a critical moment in the effort to help thousands of Puerto Ricans that urgently need aid to assess the great damage caused by Hurricane Maria, he said, maintaining public order will be essential. So, as of 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Maria has weakened into a Category 2 hurricane with winds of 110 miles per hour, 175 kph. It was centered just off the northwestern corner of Puerto Rico, moving at about 12 miles per hour. Now, that's at 5 p.m. today on the East Coast. So, 5, 6, 7, 8, probably about 4 o'clock our time. It was expected to pass off the northeastern coast of Dominican Republic late Wednesday and Thursday. Even before the storm, Puerto Rico's electrical grid was crumbling and the island was in dire condition financially. Puerto Rico is struggling to restructure a portion of the $73 billion debt, and the government was warned it is running out of money as it fights against furloughs and other austerity measures imposed by a federal board overseeing the island's finances. Rosello urged people to have faith. We are stronger than any hurricane. Together we will rebuild. He asked President Donald Trump to declare the island a disaster zone, a step that would open the way to federal aid. Many people feared extended power outages would further sink businesses struggling amid a recession that has lasted more than 10 years. This is going to be a disaster, says Jean-Robert Auguste, who owns two French restaurants and sought shelter at a San Juan hotel. We haven't made any money this month. More than 11,000 people, more than 580 pets were in shelters, authorities said. Along the island's northern coast, an emergency medical station in the town of Arecibo lost its roof, while communication was severed with several emergency management posts. A hospital and a police station reported broken windows and a tree fell on an ambulance. As the storm closed in on the Dominican Republic, about 4,000 tourists in the Bavera Punta Cana area on the eastern tip of the island were moved to hotels in Santo Domingo, the capital. About 100 flights were canceled, and the government suspended school and sent workers home. The government has prepared itself for the worst-case scenario, and so should the people. Presidential Administrative Secretary Jose Ramon Peralta said, Maria posed no immediate threat to the United States mainland. The long-range forecast showed the storm out in the Atlantic Ocean, hundreds of miles off the Georgia-South Carolina coast by Monday morning. Previously, a Category 5 with 175 miles per hour winds, Maria hit Puerto Rico as the third strongest storm to make landfall in the United States. Based on its central pressure, it was even stronger than Hurricane Irma, when Irma rolled into the Florida Keys earlier this month. Irma's side swiped Puerto Rico on September 6th, causing no deaths or widespread damage on the island, but leaving more than 1 million people without electricity. More than 70,000 still had no power as Maria approached. Okay. The last Category 4 hurricane to blow ashore in Puerto Rico was in 1932. And the strongest ever to hit the island was San Felipe in 1928 with winds of 160 miles per hour, 250 kph. As Maria closed in, Trump offered his support via Twitter. Puerto Rico being hit hard by new monster hurricanes. Be careful. Our hearts are with you. We'll be there to help. You better be, bastard. The storm centers passed near or over St. Croix overnight Tuesday, prompting U.S. Virgin Islands Governor Kenneth Mapp to warn people to sleep in their street clothes and shoes just in case St. Croix was largely spared by Irma. There was no immediate reports of deaths or injuries on St. Croix, but it was still too dangerous Wednesday to venture out and conduct a thorough check, said Tyson, a spokesman at the United States Virgin Islands Emergency Operations Center. on the island of Dominica, which got slammed late Monday now. Hartley Henry, an advisor to the prime minister, reported at least 7 deaths and a tremendous loss of housing and public buildings. He said the country was in a daze with no electricity and little to no communications, which is really bad because you got to be able, how are you going to get help if you can't communicate, you know? Dominican Republic's airport and seaports remain closed, and authorities use helicopters to carry emergency food, water, shelter materials to the island, said Ronald Jackson, head of the Caribbean Disaster and Emergency Management Agency. Now, I would suggest if you want to learn more about this, turn on your weather station, wherever that you're at, and you can keep up about this because I'm sure it's on our national weather station, and see what's going on there. It's just, I really feel for those people. Like I said, our staff is praying for us, everybody that's involved. I mean, look, I live in Washington. We're in earthquake country, okay? So I know how, I mean, we grew up in earthquakes, so for us, well, we're kind of used to it. It's like California, oh, that's a 4, that's a 5. But still, something like that, there was an 8 and a 7.1 in Mexico where adults and children, infrastructure has went down in some areas. Heck yeah, we're praying for you. And you know what, Trumps, I hope you step up because you know what? You need to apologize to Mexico because them hurricanes keep coming. What does that tell you, 45? Okay, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. All right, you know you.
Yeah.
Mr. Marvin Gaye, y'all, huh? Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Now, if you missed the first part of the show, you missed the story I did on the earthquake in Mexico and also about the Hurricane Maria. So now we're at my next story. We're going to talk about Chris Rock, how he gives his bold message, how he feels about this ban on against Colin Kaepernick. Okay, so here we go. Well, by now it's no secret that NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick is clearly being unintentional banned from the NFL over his peaceful protests of the far too many brutal murders of black people at the hands of police. But despite the public's protests against the NFL for treating Colin as if he committed a crime, simply for taking a knee during the singing of the national anthem, then NFL team owners are standing by their seemingly obvious collective decision to ban Colin and intimidate other NFL players. Chris Rock's potent message. Today, Chris Rock spoke about the NFL's Kaepernick ban and made a whole hell of a lot of sense to me. By the way, Rock's message is bold because, like Kaepernick, he too has a lot of fans of other races who may or may not agree with his stance, but he's still using his fame and platform to stand up for what he believes in, okay? So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Rock's message. It's not the fact that not one of the bad teams that obviously needs a quarterback sign him, i.e. Jets, Browns, Jaguars, Bears. It's not the fact that none of the teams that are good but are just a stable quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender sign him, Texans and the Broncos. It's the fact that there's a bunch of teams that are an injured quarterback away from their whole season going up in smoke. Cowboys, Raiders, etc. The fact that the good teams don't want him is the proof. Teams in every sport sign players all the time for the sole purpose of their competition not getting a player. But nobody's worried about that because they already know he's not going to be signed. Most athletes are decent people, but there's also a lot of bad guys that have been made worse by getting special treatment their whole lives. Hello, somebody? I've met Colin a few times, and I don't think he's one of the bad ones. By the way, I understand anybody that doesn't agree with him, that's your right. I get it. But you have to admit that in the world of sports where we give actual criminals a 15th chance, these guys shouldn't be denied the right to ever play again? Huh? I won't go into Rice and a few others, okay? Even Elliott, they got him for domestic violence on the Cowboys for beating up his girlfriend. Fuck you. Meanwhile, Kaepernick is continuing to stand up for what he believes in and not backing down. He is also becoming a great philanthropist, having donated $1 million to various charities that help causes dedicated to helping those who are less fortunate. Colin Kaepernick is becoming today's generation's version of the great Muhammad Ali in a sense. Like Ali, Kaepernick risked his career during the height of his career by standing up for what he believes in to help those who do not have the platform, nor the famous name to garner that needed attention for themselves. Of course, it's easier for some athletes to ignore the injustices plaguing people who look just like them. But then there are others, athletes, who are cut from a different cloth and choose to lead a way to fight for what's right. Kaepernick, like Ali, is that guy. Well, yeah, in that perspective, okay, because I can't put Kaepernick in the same, I mean, whew, Ali is like 9 feet tall and Kaepernick is about 5'11", okay, but as far as standing up for what you believe in at the height of your career, yes, sir, Muhammad Ali did that. And he came back even better 2 years later after that, after they held him out. He let them know what time it was. Kind of like your Tom Brady and the squash football. How you like me now? Okay, I'm just, you know, just saying. And so, anyway. Okay, so, quick story. Halle Berry shows her much younger boyfriend. They look happy as hell together. Mariah Carey's mom tells being shot in, wait till you see over what. Look here, Mariah. Damn, girl, get on a diet. Your ass is like, out. Okay? You're really becoming big, and you like to show your titties, your butt, and your punani all the time. So you know what? Lose some weight then, if that's your gig, because right now you just look like a fat woman. You do. And I hope somebody tells you what I'm saying. So I hope so. Well, you know, they put off Bill Cosby's trial again, you know, for giving women drugs and whatever. But anyway, yeah. What else can I tell you? What else? Oh, Usher. After other Usher accusers reveals identity, graphic details released in $20 million lawsuit. Looks like Escape might be coming back, y'all. Hello, hello, hello. And when Lucius and Cookie come back on Empire, check out your girl. The one that's heavy set, I can't think of her name right now, and I'm looking at her picture too. They said she's lost 220 pounds, that you'd be surprised what she looks like now. Okay, well, we're going to take a short break and come back, because I told you I got another little quickie story for you, so this is going to be real quick. 2 minutes, y'all. Bon bon bon.
Need him, help me out. Come on, little baby.
Mavis Staples.
Mavis Staples, the Staples Singers, I'll take you there. I know you will, girl. I know you will.
Okay, now this is my surprise story for y'all tonight. I thought this was really, I'll put it like this. You know, soon school starts in September. What's the next thing that you see at the retail stores? Christmas. You don't see Thanksgiving. You barely see Halloween anymore. Like it used to be. So anyway, it pisses me off. I've told my kids this, my grandkids and friends. It's like, you know, we have these holidays, thank you, to celebrate, but let them be those days. Why when kids go back in September, you're already talking about buying Christmas presents? What happened to Halloween or All Saints Day? For some people in church, you go All Saints Day. And then Thanksgiving, aren't you thankful that you're here? You know, you don't even do Thanksgiving is like a half-assed thought about something. It goes straight from school beginning in September to Christmas. So what I like about this story is this particular store called Big W made a controversial decision to bring Christmas. And so I want to share this story with you because I thought it was really good because I agree. Let holidays be holidays. Stop pushing stuff on people before the holiday is even here, even near. I mean, good Lord, we're September, October, November, December. We're 4 months, 3 months now, but, you know, okay. Retail giant Big W has made controversial call on Christmas products in a move that's been described by shoppers as politically correctness gone mad. The department store has removed all references of Christmas from their range of seasonal tree products, with boxes and signage scrubbed of any mention to the holiday. The traditional Christmas tree product is now being sold as a grand pine tree, while the snow-covered version is being spoke as a white forest tree. Christmas tree farm owner Fabian Moore told News Limited decision from the department store to ignore the origin of the holiday products was disheartening. That's really sad. It ignores the religious element and history of the holiday, which is still important to people, he said. Listen, let me tell your dumb ass something. Christmas is December, fucker, not September, okay? I don't blame the store talking about religious element and history of the holiday. When is Christmas, fool? Huh? Ain't it December? People have been traditionally calling these types of tree Christmas trees for years. Those store trees are made of plastic anyway, so they don't have an alternative scientific name like the ones we grow. We get people from other religions purchasing our trees regularly, but they always know that they're called Christmas trees like everybody else does. Cameron Harrison of Williamstown, a regular customer of his local Big W outlet in High Point, said removing the word Christmas was a pointless exercise. It seems like an overreaction to a problem that's not really there. Really? Cameron, you're another dumbass, Cameron Harrison. Christmas did have a religious meaning, but we are not a religious country. I think it's more of a tradition these days. No, it's called money talks and bullshit walks. Grow up, people, get a life. A Big W spokesman hit back at these claims in a statement. We know that many of our customers get really excited about Christmas, and a number of customers like to coordinate their home Christmas decorations. In order to assist our customers coordinate their Christmas trees and decorations, we label packaging with key Christmas themes. What are your thoughts? Are Big W doing the right thing by making their products inclusive to all Australians? Or is it a case of political correctness going mad? I think the man's got sense, okay? Let's just call it the way it is. He's got sense. Kudos to you, sir. I'm happy for you. So kudos to you. At least you stepped up, okay? Better than some other people that we know. So anyway, so what else is going on? Oh, okay. I got a call coming in. Hold on a minute.
got a call, and they want to know, am I going to do sports? Well, I wasn't going to, but I guess I will now, huh? Sports scores. You guys are spoiled. Okay. On the MLB, I'm going to do this real quick. On the MLB, Boston right now, it's in the bottom of the eighth, and Boston is leading Baltimore 8-0. In the top of the eighth, the LA Dodgers and Philadelphia is 5-5 with two outs. Chicago is 1, Tampa Bay 7 over Chicago, bottom of the eighth. Top of the eighth, Washington 7, Atlanta 2, only one out. Top of the sixth, Chicago White Sox 2, Houston 3, two outs. Final, Minnesota 3, New York Yankees 11. Wow. Okay, and there's a 7 p.m. game tonight, Pacific time, in about 5 minutes. Cleveland and Los Angeles Angels at 7 o'clock. It's probably on ESPN, I would imagine, since I'm not seeing it. I'm taking it must be on ESPN. Okay, and MLS, Atlanta 4, LAG 0, and Toronto 3, MTL 5. Okay, let me see if I can do anything on the NFL. You know our show, you guys, is coming up here. So let me do NFL real quick. On the American Football Conference and the AFC East, we've got Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. In the AFC North, we've got Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. They haven't lost a game yet. In the AFC South, Tennessee Titans and Jacksonville Jaguars are tied 1-1. On the AFC West, Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs, neither one has won a game, 2-2. Haven't lost a game yet. Excuse me. In the NFC East, we've got Philadelphia Eagles 1-1, Dallas Cowboys 1-1. In the NFC North, Detroit Lions 2-0, haven't lost yet. Minnesota 1-1, tied with Green Bay 1-1. On the NFC South, we've got Atlanta Falcons 2-0 and the Carolina Panthers 2-0. On the NFC West, Seattle Seahawks 1-1, Arizona Cardinals 1-1, Los Angeles Rams 1-1. So that's a three-way tie. And those are your scores for tonight. Now, I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight on In the Studio with Lenis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. You know I love y'all dearly. I surely do. So, anyway, be sure and join me on Friday, you know, for Friday traffic jams. Hello. You know, I'm always doing something. Get y'all jamming, all right? There's going to be something good. Whatever it is, it's going to be all right. Okay. So thank you for joining me today. I'm in the studio with Lenis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'll see you Friday at 6 p.m., same time, same place. Be good to yourselves and be good to other people. Namaste. Remember that if no one's told you they love you today, I do.
Take a snow. And it's gonna take us all the way.